under the union's master agreement. So no additional walkouts this go around, but Fain stressing the union will continue to flex its power.
We've shown the big three that we're not afraid to use it. And we have shown the big three that we are ready for a record contract when they are.
Fain will join Mayor Brandon Johnson and top leaders in Chicago for a rally with UAW members and head to another one in Detroit later this weekend. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Heavy rain, strong winds, and rough seas are expanding northward. They will stretch from Vermont to Florida today. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarris has more.
Heavy rainfall rates could bring in 1 to 3 inches of rain widespread for some parts of the Northeast, including New York City, that's now under a flood watch. Northern parts of New England and the north woods of Maine down towards southeastern parts of the state. That's where we could get 3 to 5 inches of rainfall.
Simone Biles has become the most decorated gymnast in history.
I know my parents had a heart attack.
Biles won the individual all-around title at the World Championships in Antwerp, Belgium. New reports suggest former President Trump shared secrets about U.S. nuclear subs with Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt.
What's the potential ripple effect for national security?
With each telling of the story, people get far less concerned about being discreet or about protecting information.
On Truth Social, Trump called the new claims, quote, false and ridiculous. A spokesman for Pratt's company did not immediately respond. Sources tell CBS News there's no indication that Trump showed Pratt sensitive records, and no charges have been brought by the special counsel.
That's CBS's Catherine Herridge with Trump's former defense secretary. And this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Boot Barn honors a Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR.
chance for isolated showers. Today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 53, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers. Today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 53. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning, and it's Friday, October 6, 2023. 6 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. That music usually indicates it's time for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio on this Friday, but in case you haven't noticed, I am not Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow with a frog in his voice. No. It is me, Todd Albaugh, along with our wonderful producer and engineer, Sam Davison, who is here this morning. Sam, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am well. It is homecoming week, or homecoming, really, parade day.
Yeah, it's
here
exciting.
At Madison, UW-Madison, celebrating their homecoming this weekend, so I'm dressed in my Badger red. Pat Kreitlow is on his final day of his vacation. He'll be back on Monday, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. I hope.
You have a look of like, well, I'm not sure. Maybe he is or maybe he isn't.
Well, I'd be real concerned come Monday if I showed up and then he just didn't. I don't know what I'd do.
It'll be Up North News with Sam Davis.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you do a fine job. I'm absolutely sure about that. But no, Pat's been taking a little time off, well-deserved time off with his family. And he will be back on Monday right here on these airwaves at this very time. So in lieu of the usual bits, pieces, news, information, you get Todd and Sam in Civic Media this morning. And we're happy to be here with you. A couple of sports notes from last night on Thursday Night Football. I think literally the gods or the spirits were with the Bears. In a sad note from yesterday, Dick Butkus, the longtime Chicago Bear, dead at the age of 80. But somehow, as he went through the pearly gates, Dick Butkus whispered into God's ears, "Give him one for Dick." I guess instead of giving one for the Gipper, give him one for Dick. To that effect, the Bears finally got a win this season. The Bears over the Washington Commanders by a score of 40-20, which just goes to prove, Sam, that even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
So, I suppose, yeah.
No.
Got to win one every now and then.
Every now and then. So the Bears 40, the Commanders 20 on Thursday Night Football. There was no Major League Baseball last night, as all of these divisional series were two-game sweeps. It was the best out of three, and all the teams, including the Arizona Diamondbacks, sweeping our own Milwaukee Brewers, won. So there were no games. It was a travel day for all the teams left. So I believe they resume play on Sunday, I believe, or perhaps tomorrow. I'm not sure, but we'll check on that. Anyway, so no Major League Baseball last night. And as we said, when it comes to college sports and college football, the Wisconsin Badgers are taking on the Rutgers. Jeez, well, they said the Rutgers Lions, the Rutgers Bedwetters. I'm not sure what the Rutgers mascot is. Should we Google it in real time? And well, let's see if Siri knows. Hey, Siri, what's the Rutgers mascot?
From ScarletKnights.com, in the early 1950s, a campus-wide selection process led to the establishment of the Scarlet Knight as the official Rutgers mascot.
They took a vote. They took a vote. See, Siri knows it all. Thank you very much, Siri. The Scarlet Knights, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, does not have the same ring as the Badgers. Bucky Badger.
Not quite, no.
No. Maybe the Scarlet Knight will come. I'm not sure if the Scarlet Knight is in a like knight in shining armor uniform or what?
Well, I just looked it up, and the picture of like the mascot costume is like, it's like a knight, but wearing like, I don't know, this red sort of cloaked tunic thing.
Okay.
I don't know. They're trying to take the color red from us. We can't let them do that.
We can't let them do that. No, absolutely not. And it'll be a red, white, red out at Camp Randall. I'm going to the game tomorrow with my lovely and talented sister. And so we'll check it out. I'm going to see for myself whether the noise levels, the new noise levels, are out of proportion.
Were you at a game earlier this year?
No, I only read about it. Yeah. And remember, I don't want to say I'm deaf in one ear, but I have very bad hearing in one ear. And so if it's loud for me, I know it's loud for other people. Mm. So we'll see. Anyway, going to the game. The Badgers play tomorrow at 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers. You can hear the games if you're in Richland Center on WRCE. Also racing Kenosha, WRJN, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. But here's the deal. If you don't live in one of those fine towns, you can still listen to the Badgers right here. Simply download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on iPhone and Apple. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free, F-R-E-E, gratis, no dinero. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And you can stream the Badgers and listen to them tomorrow. Because here's the deal. Unless you got the Peacock, you can't watch it. Because it ain't on ESPN or any of the over-the-air channels. You can only stream the son of a gun. And if you don't have a smart TV, you're really screwed. Because if you don't have a smart TV, you can't stream. And it's a heck of a note, especially for older people or people that say, well, my TV's fine. I don't need to get a smart TV. Well, if you want to watch the Badgers, you do. Or, as we said, you can simply listen to them on the Civic Media app or on one of our stations here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Making news this morning, we'll come back and talk about it in a minute. Yesterday, it was released that this week, the day before, Governor Tony Evers was threatened, beyond threatened. It was an individual who brought a gun into the state capitol who wanted to speak with the governor. They did not have a permit for said gun, which was loaded. They were arrested, and the Yahoo judge and the district attorney here in Dane County set the bail so low that the guy posted bail, got out, came back at 9 o'clock with an assault rifle loaded at the Capitol. Guy is back in protective custody. We'll talk about that. Also, take a look at your weather and headlines and traffic as well around the state of Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere now. Come on back. It is Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Sounds like me trying to get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bones don't move as quick as they used to. Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning with Sam and Todd. I'm Todd, he's Sam, on the board. Pat Kreitlow is, he might be up north. He went out west, actually. It was up west news, or out west news with Pat Kreitlow.
if you're talking latitude-wise, yeah, probably.
Yeah, right. No, Pat's a little vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Glad to fill in the usual segments of Up North News Radio. We'll return next week. Happy to be back here with you on a Friday, the 6th of October, 2023, 16 now past the hour of 6 o'clock. Let's take a look at your temperatures across the state of Wisconsin this morning. Up there on beautiful Lake Wissota, where this program normally originates from, it is a balmy 46 degrees and partly cloudy skies a little further north. Up around Ashland this morning, 48 degrees and cloudy. Over in Amory, looks like it's 46 degrees and cloudy. Wausau this morning, 46 and cloudy. Green Bay right now, 48 and clear skies. Eau Claire this morning, 46 and clear. La Crosse this morning, 40 at Petmaker, 52 and mostly clear. Richland Center this morning, 46 and clear skies. Here in the capital city of Madison, 48 and clear. Oshkosh in the Fox Valley, 48 and clear skies. Waukesha, 45 and clear. And closer to the lake, beautiful city of Milwaukee, 50 degrees and clear skies. It's going to be a pretty nice day for people on the western side of the state. Our Amory, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center listeners, they may get some showers coming in late this, well, more like early afternoon, maybe around noon or so. And then those showers will continue to spread towards the Madison area. The homecoming parade this afternoon around 5 may get a little damp. If you're listening here in Madison, make sure you take a rain jacket along, because could be some fairly decent rain showers, not a storm, but showers. Those will dissipate as the parade goes on. And then for those of you wondering about Friday night football, it looks like most of those high school games should be able to be played. Doesn't look like a lot of thunderstorms or lightning activity, so hopefully no games will have to be delayed. But again, take a rain jacket or umbrella where it is allowed. Certainly some galoshes, as my grandpa used to say, rubbers. He used to call his
interesting choice.
I know that was the term back in the whatever the 40s and the 50s when they'd wear dress shoes, of course, to work. And then they'd have the galoshes or rubber galoshes. So
you wear over top of your dress shoes.
He'd ask my grandma, where do my rubbers go? that's a true story. We always get a chuckle out of that. Well, that's what they're called, he'd say. Anyway, make sure you take your rubbers and your galoshes, whatever you need to keep yourself dry and protected tonight at Friday Night Football across the state of Wisconsin. And again, it'll kind of go from west to east today. And earlier in the afternoon, our western listeners, then central Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin, around 4 or 5 o'clock. And then perhaps more storms, at least significant showers later on tonight. All that's going to move out overnight. And by tomorrow, your Saturday, it looks like a pretty darn nice day on your Saturday homecoming day here in Madison, Wisconsin. Around 54 degrees for a high, so will be chilly. Make sure you put on an extra sweater. Most of us are not used to the cooler temperatures, but I think a lot of people are ready for it. I mean, I love the summer, but fall is my favorite time of year, and now it actually is starting to feel a little bit like fall out there, so a beautiful time. Make sure you dress warmly tomorrow if you're going to be out and about, but go out and enjoy the apple orchards or what have you tomorrow. Take a look at the Wisconsin DOT cams and reports around the state as far as driving conditions this morning. It looks like everything is an on-time morning for back to school this morning, getting the kids there on a Friday, and also the end of your work week, at least the end for most people. I know there are a lot of people that also work over the weekend. The only traffic incident right now in the entire state of Wisconsin, at least being reported right now, is down near our Kenosha and Racine listeners. On I-4194 North, 0.4 of a mile beyond the ramp from Wisconsin 165, 3 lanes are blocked due to a crash, and that was last updated about 20 minutes ago. Looking at the camera there, it is not pretty as far as trying to get through that area. Lots of traffic backed up. So if you're in the Racine Kenosha area this morning on I-4194 North, about 0.4 of a mile beyond the ramp from Wisconsin 163, allow some extra time or find an alternate route if you're going to be on I-4194 northbound near Racine Kenosha this morning. It is not an on-time morning there. For the rest of the state, though, however, it looks like everything is going well. Again, there may be an accident where you're at, but nothing being reported by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Top news story of the day still remains that story from yesterday. I think a lot of us were shocked it broke overnight or broke late in the morning, early afternoon yesterday. According to several reports, among them CNN, this is a national story now, a man who was arrested on Wednesday after bringing a handgun to the Wisconsin Capitol and saying he wanted to see Governor Tony Evers returned with an assault rifle later that night after posting bail, according to the Wisconsin Department of Administration. The man was shirtless and had a holstered gun, a handgun, and a leashed dog when he approached the security desk outside the governor's office in Madison around 2 p.m. on Wednesday. He said he would not leave until he saw the governor, who happens to be a Democrat. The man was taken into custody without incident by a Capitol Police officer and taken to the Dane County Jail for openly carrying a firearm in the Capitol, which, of course, is illegal. The gun was seized as evidence, and the dog was turned over to the city of Madison Animal Control. Now, here's the thing. The man later posted bail himself to get out of jail, and he returned to the outside of the Capitol at 9 p.m., this time with a loaded AK-47-style rifle, again asking to see the governor. In a statement, they said Capitol Police and the City of Madison Police Department officers began a dialogue with the person. A consent search of his backpack was conducted and revealed a collapsible police-style baton, which is illegal, as the man does not have a valid concealed carry permit. Officers took the man into custody again shortly before midnight for psychiatric evaluation based on, quote, concerning statements, and the rifle was seized by Capitol Police. A spokesman for the governor's office declined comment, saying that they don't comment on policies of the governor's security. Evers, however, told reporters yesterday he was doing okay and crediting various police departments for their work. Here's what the governor said, quote, yeah, it's always something that, you know, you don't want to see happen, he said, but that's why we have good people in the police departments, in the Capitol Police and the State Patrol. They're doing great work. Unquote. Asked if the Capitol's security policies would be enhanced, the governor said, quote, I'm sure they're looking into that as we speak, unquote, though he also declined to discuss security matters in detail. This is a scary thing. And we talked about it on our regular show in the afternoon from 1 until 3. Make sure you join us this afternoon with updated news stories. Going to have Brady Ewing on, by the way, who is a former Wisconsin captain of the football team, went to 3 Rose Bowls, a 3-time Big Ten champion, and also played in the NFL. Brady Ewing this afternoon on our show from 1 until 3. But getting back to this story, top news story, for those who might not know, I worked in the Capitol like Pat Kreitlow did. Pat was a state senator. I worked for a state senator for a number of years. And so I'm very familiar with the security process, and I talked about this yesterday afternoon. That one of the great things about our Wisconsin Capitol is that there isn't security, that anyone can walk in at any time. There are multiple doors. You can walk in. If you've never been to Madison, if you've never been to the state capitol, do it, please, because it's one of the most beautiful buildings, I would say, in America. And one of the great things that you can just walk in. I've been working, I worked there starting in 1992, interned there. And the only two times that metal detectors were put in place was after 9/11 for about a year, and then also during the Act 10 fiasco of Scott Walker in 2011. It turned out that Walker was afraid of teachers. But it was... I'll tell you, working there at those times, it was terrible. Because you have all these fourth grade classes that come there for their school trips. And you can't just say, well, we're going to screen the adults, but not the kids. You got to screen everybody. So there'd be these huge lines. Because most of the doors, there were only a couple of doorways that were open to the public. Those had to be, you know, go through metal detectors and screeners. It just made the entire building feel different. I also worked in Congress for a former member of Congress in D.C. and Madison. So I'm familiar what it's like. I mean, the U.S. Capitol, unless you're going on a tour, you can't just walk in. It's locked down. Well, unless you have an insurrection, but that's a whole other bottle of wine or a cup of coffee. But also the House and Senate office buildings have metal detectors and security as well. It just feels very different. And so one of the great things about the Wisconsin State Capitol is that it is open. It represents free and open government, free and open democracy. The fact that any citizen can walk in at any time and go see your legislator and say, you know what, I don't like what you're doing. Or, you know what, good job. It's literally, it's an open door policy for citizens of the state to be able to go into your and see your representative. Now, the governor's office is on what they call the first floor, because where you walk into the Capitol is called the ground floor. So it's actually, well, most of us would consider it, you know, the second floor, but it's called first floor. So the fact that this guy had to go in, he had a dog with him apparently, shirtless, with a loaded handgun, and went up to the governor's office. There is usually one, sometimes two police, Capitol police officers who are armed at a desk there. Before you go into the governor's office, to the right and to the left, it's the state attorney general's official office. And then straight ahead is the governor's conference room. You know, and the fact that maybe they change that area of the Capitol. Maybe they add more security there. I don't know. We'll see. But it gets more to the point, in my opinion, of gun control laws and mental health issues. And look, I'm a hunter, all right? I'm a hunter. I have firearms. I believe that people should be able to have firearms to hunt. But also as a hunter, I don't know any hunter worth their salt who says I need an AK-47 or an AR-15 to kill something, to eat. You're a pretty bad shot if that's the case, quite frankly. And this ongoing narrative, predominantly by the Republican Party leadership, not the members, the leader, not all members, but leadership, this narrative of violence. And it comes from the top. Trump just saying it right out, calling for violence against elected officials. And here we almost, God forbid, had it happen in the state of Wisconsin. The governor, by the way, was not in the Capitol at the time. Well done, Capitol Police. Well done, State Patrol. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back with more after this. This is Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. House.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 53, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 53, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
You're a girl, a boy, whatever. We just want to have fun, right, Sam? That's what we're here for. A little fun this morning.
Yeah. Just want to have fun. It's a Friday.
Cyndi Lauper, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I have not heard that song. You know, I'm old enough to remember playing that song on the radio. So, what year is that from?
Do you know? I don't know if there's a copyright date on here.
All right, that's fine.
1983. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was not working in radio quite yet. I remember that when the song came out. I'm old enough to remember when the song came out. Girls just want to have fun. Boys just want. We want to have fun with you. Sam and Todd with you in for Pat Kreitlow, who continues his last day of vacation today. Up North News Radio will return on Monday. Checking the traffic around the state of Wisconsin. If you are on your way to work or on your way to school this morning, still it looks like most of the areas of the state are in good driving condition as far as weather and accidents, with the one exception down in the Racine Kenosha area this morning on I-4194. We are watching a pretty major accident this morning, 0.4 of a mile beyond the ramp from Wisconsin 165. And again, this is on the northbound I-4194. The three left lanes are blocked due to a crash. And that was last updated about 10, 15 minutes ago. So looks like that. Looking at the camera as well, things are still pretty dicey as far as trying to get around that area. So if you could avoid I-4194 north, 4/10 of a mile beyond the ramp for Wisconsin 165, do so, as those three lanes near Racine Kenosha remain closed this morning. All the other areas, looks like, let's zoom in here a little bit into what we got going on here. It looks like, incident happening here on Highway 26 around Rosendale. It looks like some slow traffic there. Not exactly sure what's going on right now. Doesn't say there's an accident, but it looks like there are certain areas of Highway 26 right now between around the Rosendale area where you get off on 151 going up to 41. Maybe some construction in that area. So if you could avoid Highway 26 north and south this morning around Rosendale in the Fox Valley area, probably best if you do that as well. But looking at the rest of the state, looks like most of the other state roadways this morning are on time and doing well. So do use a little bit of a caution as you drive there this morning. Also, temperatures around the state, we're looking at a transitional day. We'll call it that, as a cold front is moving through the state today, bringing those more fall-like temperatures. Ashland, Wisconsin, remaining steady right now at a current temperature of 48 degrees. Lake Wissota at 48 degrees, partly cloudy. Ashland at 46. 46 degrees in Wausau this morning. Eau Claire, 46. 52 right now in La Crosse. 46 in Richland Center. 48 here in the capital city of Madison. 48 in Green Bay. 45 degrees in Oshkosh, 46, that is, in Oshkosh there. It just changed in the Fox Valley. 45 degrees in Waukesha and 50 degrees over in Milwaukee. Looking for some showers. Some of them may be a little bit more significant than others. They'll move east to west this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, kind of late morning into afternoon, affecting places like Amory late morning, Lake Wissota, Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire, La Crosse area. Those areas probably late morning to around noon. And then as we get towards around 4 o'clock, maybe around Madison area, Wausau, and then later into the afternoon, spreading over to the Fox Valley, Green Bay, and the Milwaukee area. But some of those storms or some of those rain showers may be fairly significant this morning and this afternoon, so take a rain jacket or umbrella with you. It does not look like a washout event for Friday night high school football if you're going to a game or have a child playing in one of those games this afternoon or tonight. But do take along some rain gear if possible. We will check in with Weatherology next hour with a full weather forecast detail, so stay tuned for that. I want to take a quick look here at some other news this morning. This one from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. By the way, it is now 38 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock on a Friday morning, October 6th, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, Sam Davidson on the board. I'm Todd Albaugh, happy to be here with you. New poll out by the Marquette Law School poll. And if you have not heard of them, I'm very familiar. Charles Franklin, who has been on our program in the afternoon, great guy, respected pollster. And the headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today by the great reporter Craig Gilbert: a new national Marquette poll shows the complexities of gauging a Biden-Trump rematch. Now, I know there's a lot of prognosticators out there, political pundits, who continue to say they do not believe that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. As someone who spent almost 30 years in Republican politics, I left the party in 2011. I just don't see that line of thought. Aside from something cataclysmic happening, to use the double negative, I don't see how Trump is not going to be the nominee. They won 91 indictments, Todd. Republicans will wake up. Yes, there are some Republicans that don't want any part of that. Witness Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, congressman from Janesville, Wisconsin, says if Donald Trump is the nominee, he will not be at the national convention in Milwaukee next year. Has gone so far as to say, Paul Ryan has, that if Trump is the nominee, Republicans will lose. Not just the presidency, but probably seats in Congress. So yes, there are Republicans out there, certainly, that are anti-Trump. I get that. But here's the thing. The primary process on both sides, quite frankly, but there really is not a legitimate primary on the Democratic side. Joe Biden will be the nominee. But on the Republican side, the people who come out of the woodwork for these primaries, think about it, the snow and the cold in February and March, they're the diehards, the true believers, if you will. And that section of the Republican Party is overwhelmingly controlled by the mega folks, the mega cult. And the fact is they're going to turn out. And as long as all these other candidates stay in, it fractures the vote. Donald Trump has a base of about 30, depending upon which poll and who you ask, somewhere between 33 and 40% of the Republican base will vote for Donald Trump no matter what. Let me say that again. 33 to 40% of the Republican base will vote for Donald Trump no matter what. So if you have the rest of the vote fractured 6-7 ways, it doesn't take a math major to figure out Donald Trump is a shoo-in. We also talked yesterday in the afternoon on our show, Donald Trump has somewhere around $35 million cash on hand, reported a record third quarter fundraising. And you say, well, Tom, what's cash on hand? It means just that. In politics, particularly federal politics, so Congress, U.S. Senate, President, people care about two things. Believe me, I've run congressional campaigns. They care about two things. Your poll numbers from legit pollsters and your cash on hand, or COH. Not how much you raised. Oh, we raised $40 million this quarter. Great. What's your cash on hand? Because your cash on hand means what you have in the bank that's liquid that you could plug into the campaign now. So you take what you raise minus all your expenses, your vendors, direct mail, digital online presence, commercials, payroll, insurance, gas, hotels, food. You minus all that, and what's left, that number, is your cash on hand. Trump right now has around $35 million cash on hand. His closest competitor, Ronnie DeSantis, reported yesterday, $5 million cash on hand. They're putting all their chips onto the Iowa table, moving staff, over half their staff, from Florida and other places to Iowa. Iowa holding the first of the nation caucuses on the Republican side. If DeSantis can't finish one or two in Iowa, he's toast, and he knows it. They hope to finish one or two in Iowa to then raise more money to keep on going. Think about that. $35 million to $5 million to the closest competitor, cash on hand. And then you look at the poll numbers, particularly amongst the Republican base. Well, people say, well, he might get convicted next spring. Yes, he might. And I never thought I would say this, but I truly believe this. It will not matter whether Donald Trump is convicted in the spring on some of these 91 indictments, because the current mega iteration of the Republican Party takes all of this legal stuff as a badge of honor, as a martyrdom. The more he gets indicted, the more they love him. The more they're going to vote for him, the more they give him donations. Witness his numbers. The Republican Party may well nominate for their nominee for president a man who is sitting behind bars in federal prison, if you can believe that. Fact. It could happen. Think about that. Donald Trump sitting in prison as the nominee for the Republicans, hoping he wins November so that he can pardon himself and get out. That's the reality we're in, folks. So when people say, well, Trump's never going to get the nomination, they just don't know what they're talking about. And then when they say, well, Trump could never win, let's take a look at the Marquette Law School poll, very respected national law school poll, Craig Gilbert in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday, today actually. Donald Trump leads Joe Biden amongst registered voters in a new national poll by the Marquette Law School poll. But Biden leads Trump amongst likely voters. Let me explain the difference. They do this poll. They say, are you registered to vote? In other words, have you voted before? Are you registered to vote at the polls? And then they ask those people, are you likely to vote? So there's a lot of people that are registered to vote that say, you know, I'm probably not going to vote. So Trump leads Biden amongst registered voters in this new poll by Marquette Law School, but Biden leads Trump amongst likely voters. Then Trump leads Biden among voters who are more enthusiastic about the election. If you're running a campaign, that's not a good sign if you're the Biden folks. You want your people to be more excited, enthusiastic to vote. And then it flips back. But Biden leads Trump amongst voters who pay more attention to politics. Craig Gilbert says, are you confused yet? As mixed and messy as these findings seem, they illustrate some important points about the nature of polling in the 2024 election. In a closely divided nation, a matchup between two widely known and unpopular candidates, Biden and Trump, would have no clear favorite. But we'll come back and talk about that in a minute, more about this a little bit as well, about what, if you break this down, what are people really saying? There's also a role of haters and double haters. People who really hate politics. Are you a hater? No, I'm a double hater. We'll come back and talk about that in a minute. Also talk about this day in history as far as national days and music history as well. And maybe Sam and I will do dance a jig. Because, you know, girls just want to have fun. And boys. This is Civic Media This Morning with Todd and Sam. We are filling in for Pat Kreitlow at Up North News. Come on back now. It is Friday, October 6, 2023 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. Todd Alba along with Sam Davidson in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. Mr. Kreitlow will return on Monday after a well-deserved vacation. What do you dial up there, Sam? What was that?
That was REO Speedwagon.
Oh, I thought, yes. I loved, back in the day, they were big.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That was far before my time.
Of course, yes. You're just a, not a child, but I mean, you're a young guy. You're a young guy in your 20s. Yeah. REO Speedwagon, they were all about it one time back in the 80s. Yes, today in history, it is Friday, October 6, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Again, Pat Kreitlow returns next week. Taking a look at the traffic and weather right now across the state of Wisconsin. We've been following that, looked like a fairly major accident on I-94 down by Kenosha Racine. That accident has now been cleared up, and traffic is starting to move once again. It might take some time down there around Racine, Kenosha on the interstate. So be prepared for some slow traffic and perhaps some stops as well. Try to pack your patience and be careful. But at least the accident itself has been cleared off the roadway down there in the Racine, Kenosha area. Around the rest of the state, we talked about Highway 26 around Rosendale. Some road construction there. Probably avoid that area if you can. Otherwise, allow some extra time. But otherwise, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation not reporting any major traffic accidents around the state of Wisconsin at this time. Take a look and update our temperatures right now across the state of Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be, as far as weather goes, a pretty nice day, a little damp. It's a transitional day. We have this front coming through, this cool front. Looks like we've probably seen the last of the 80s for the season until next year. Maybe even the last of the 70s. We shall see. Some frost and warnings coming out over the weekend for the northern part of the state, western part of the state, low-lying areas for early next week. So the end of the growing season is getting nearer here as we get deeper into autumn and to October. 46 degrees right now up in Ashland. Looks like 46 degrees right now in Lake Wissota, Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire. Also 45 degrees over in Amory. 52 right now in La Crosse. 46 degrees, we'll call it, in Richland Center right now. 46 here in Madison, Wisconsin. 45 degrees and over in Waukesha, the Shaw. 48 degrees in Milwaukee, 48 in the Fox Valley in Oshkosh, 48 in Green Bay, and 45 degrees right now in Wausau. Again, looks like it is a pack an umbrella or rain jacket day if you plan to be outside later on this morning and into the afternoon. Some showers across the state. Not a complete washout, so if you're going to football, Friday night football tonight, make sure you pack some rain gear, but it looks like they should be able to get most of the games in. For tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day across most of Wisconsin. Cool, highs only in the 50s, but it looks like mostly to partly sunny skies around most of the state tomorrow. We'll have a complete weather forecast detail for you after the top of the news at the 7 o'clock hour. On this day in history, music history, this October 6th, going back to 2020, Johnny Nash, whose I Can See Clearly Now was the first reggae song to hit number one in America, he died on this day back in 1980, Sam. How about that?
Crazy.
Crazy. Got a little, yeah. Look at that. Sam's dial up a little Johnny Nash for us. One of my favorite songs, actually. I love this song.
Oh, yeah?
Always makes me feel better. You can leave this play kind of under the background while I do the rest of this.
I can see clearly now.
See? Fantastic. Johnny Nash died on this day back in 2020. Also in 2020, not a great day for singers and songwriters on this 2020 as well. On this day, Eddie Van Halen passed away after a long battle with throat cancer. He was only 65 years old. Also on this day in history, the TV series CSI Crime Series Investigation debuted on CBS back in 2000, 23 years ago. Can you believe that CSI has been around that long? What else we got here on this date? Let's go back a little further here. 1991 on this date, Ray Charles is honored by the Fox TV special Ray Charles 50 Years of Music. Highlights the shows, including Charles performing Living for the City. So there you go. So all kinds of things happening on this date. In 2004, here is a historic day for us radio guys. 2004, almost 20 years ago, on this date on his radio show, Howard Stern announces his move to satellite radio, where he'll broadcast on Sirius. Gets a huge bump in subscriptions for SiriusXM there, so big day for them. The move to satellite frees Stern from the shackles of the FCC, which does not regulate satellite. He and his crew are free to swear like sailors and talk dirty, which they often do. Often means fewer commercials. Are you a Howard Stern fan? You're younger.
But... I've never listened to him, no.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel so old.
Why? What kind of a show? Yeah,
he was one of the original shock jocks, right? So I mean, you know, like on Sirius now, and he, you know, got in trouble because he used the F-bomb occasionally or talked about salacious things. And then he just said, well, screw this, I'm going to satellite. And so now, I mean, he's a great interviewer, and he's calmed down in more recent years in terms of he doesn't have a lot of the shock jock stuff anymore. But like, you know, occasionally they would have men who are well endowed play miniature golf with their schlongs.
Interesting.
You can't do that on live radio, you understand, or broadcast.
Yeah.
But on satellite, anything goes
just about.
Yeah, anything goes. But Howard Stern, he called himself the king of all media, the self-proclaimed king of all media, Howard Stern.
I feel like Rupert Murdoch would fight him for that title.
Well, that's true. But Howard Stern leans more left, certainly. Mm. He's kind of a libertarian, kind of like, you know, anything goes. Mm-hmm. But he was Howard Stern was the biggest name in radio at one point, and still very big over on Sirius XM. Still does very well. And again, he's turned into a much more of a really good interviewer. He has some really great names on. He's had Paul Simon play, you know, sets, you know, live on his show. Bruce Springsteen was on not too long ago. So I occasionally listen to him. Some of the shock jock stuff is funny. Some of it just over the top. But yeah, so Howard
Stern. Have to give him a listen.
Give him a listen. Howard Stern moved to Sirius XM on this date in 2024. We'll talk about some national news days as well. Todd jumped the gun yesterday. And Sam corrected me. We're World College Radio Day is today, Sam.
Very exciting.
Were you ever in a radio in college?
I was, yeah.
Here in Madison?
Here in Madison, and I also went to UWSP for a while, so I was at their station.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very good. The old WISC there in the conference. I went to Platteville, so.
Nice.
Did you do music or sports or both?
I did music and news mostly.
Music and news. Right.
Yeah.
Very
well,
good.
I guess at both station, music and news.
Fantastic. So here, it's your day today, Sam. World College Radio Day. We'll come back after the top of the hour news and tell you some more. Also, take a look at a deeper look of weather from Weatherology at quarter past the hour. Update you on sports as well. The Bears got a big win last night over the Washington Commanders. However, Dick Butkus, longtime Bear, died last night or yesterday afternoon at the age of 80. Also, the Badgers play tomorrow at 11 a.m. here at Camp Randall as they take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. There you go. This is Civic Media This Morning with Sam. I'm Todd, and we are filling in for Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is coming just straight ahead right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. U.S. diplomats in Israel are seeking safety as the world reacts to an apparent major outbreak of Mideast violence. CBS's Tom Foti has the latest.
As rockets rained down on Israel and as Israel retaliated with air attacks on Gaza, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.